Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. Hello, little sick note.
I feel like if we listen back to the podcast from the last month or maybe even 6 weeks, it's been like, I had a sickness bug, then you had a flu, then you had a sickness bug, then I've got the flu. It's like, what is going on? But I'm hoping now that it's spring, all of this is going to be a thing of the past and we're going to be fine.
Yeah, and I would like to bring a bit of good news to the podcast that I finally, after 4 weeks of feeling like absolute shit warmed up, I feel well. I feel well. The antibiotics are working, the Chinese herbs are working, the vitamin C, and I'm literally walking around with about 10 tablets inside me every day now.
I mean, yeah, you've thrown everything at it, haven't you?
I really have, and I do feel much better, and so that's good news. So poor old G's not feeling great, but we're gonna get her through the podcast today. She's doing it from bed, so everyone can send healing vibes her way.
Yeah. And yeah. Also, this is one of my favourite subjects, so I couldn't miss out on this one, could I?
No. So at the end of last week's Q&A, we decided that we were going to do a spring fashion Q&A, and the questions have come in thick and fast. So let's just get cracking, because I want to dedicate every single minute to answering your questions.
Exactly. We can give some thorough answers. This is the first one. Spring capsule wardrobe essentials.
Oh, my favourite. Yeah. My favourite question. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I think first you've got to decide what you mean by a capsule wardrobe, because I think so many people assume a capsule wardrobe is like plain and basic, but it really doesn't have to be. A capsule wardrobe is whatever you love and whatever you feel good in. So it's about finding things that you feel really good in and basically having enough of those items.
Yes.
So we can talk through the things that we would have in our capsule wardrobe and things that we think are essentials.
Yes. So I have actually just sorted out my spring capsule wardrobe. And what I did was I ordered a heavy duty clothes rack from Amazon, like a clothes rail, sorry. It cost me about 60 quid. I pulled it out into the hall. Dozer hates me. But who cares? And I basically organized. I bought 3 identical pairs of trousers from Zara, but they were, one was cream, one was beige, and one was black. I bought a couple of white t-shirts, one from Arquette, one from Topshop. I organized all of my blazers in like color order. I pulled out some of my favorite kind of dress, sort of like midi dresses or maxi dresses, a couple of mini dresses that I can wear with, you know, like chunky boots, and then like a leather jacket over the top. And I pulled out a couple of everything that I thought I'd be wearing over the next month. Yeah. And it was all there in front of me. I'll post a photograph of it because I'm quite proud of it. And then like a couple of cardigans, a couple of jumpers. And it's just been so much easier to manage.
Yeah, to get dressed. I was going to say, yeah, I think if you want to do this, it's quite a good idea. Like if you almost pick like a palette. So for me, I'm like all over pastels at the moment. So I'm like got a couple of pairs of pastel jeans, but then I find like a shacket. It's a really good thing for spring. So I've got like a khaki one from French Connection, but the sleeves have got different colours on them. Things like that, they'll see you through. Even, you know, when we get into the summer months and it's a bit chilly in the evening, stuff like that, like those sort of oversized denim jackets, a bit more shirt. I think a shirt jacket is probably a bit more modern.
Yeah, agreed.
Than your cropped ones.
The cropped ones, yeah, absolutely. I'm not a huge fan of the cropped ones, but I also love an amazing oversized shirt. So for example, you can get like a really great white one from or a cream one from H&M, and you can just tuck half of it in the front, team it with a nice pair of jeans. I'm really into my flares at the moment as well. So there are like a few kind of key pieces. Kate, if you have a look at Kate Hutch, is her name Kate Hutchings or Hutchins on Instagram? She's a little bit younger than me and George, but she does spring fashion really, really well. And just have a little look at what she's been wearing over the last month or so with like trenches, white t-shirts, you know, like the Wear Commando leggings are an absolute must because you can team them with a blazer that's lighter or an oversized hoodie with like to do the school run in, and then you're kind of sorted.
I think it's just all about picking things that make you feel good. There's no point in having anything in your wardrobe that doesn't make you feel good. Like I'm trying to do that now, like really just nail down what I actually like wearing rather than having a wardrobe that's overflowing with things that I don't really feel that great in.
Oh my god, that's such a good tip. Because if you look through your wardrobe, which is exactly what I've done recently, the rest of it's upstairs, and I bet you I don't wear it again. And if I don't wear it before the summer's out, I'm chucking it.
It's got to go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, best swimwear going on honeymoon. So I'd love a new bikini or swimsuit. Oh yeah, my favorite.
Yeah, because it's a honeymoon. Are you thinking maybe about spending a little bit more, like something a bit special? I bought two Hunza G. I bought one high waisted bikini and one swimsuit. And I know it's like so generic. We see everyone with Hunza G swimsuits, but I get why. I really get why. They don't lose their shape. They sort of, they still kind of suck you in, I guess. They feel sturdy.
Yes.
They're not going to go see-through in the pool. They look expensive. They feel expensive, and they're going to last you forever. So for me, I'd look for Hunza G.
Yeah, I really like the Hunza G ones. The pink one fades. It's 120 quid and it fades out. It loses that bubblegum pink. So I was a bit disappointed in that, if I'm honest with you.
I've got a bright pink one and it really hasn't lost its colour at all.
Right,
and that's
okay.
What I was really impressed with. So maybe it's the stronger colours are better to stick with. I'm not sure.
Agreed. I would also check out Monday Swimwear. Monday Swimwear are Tash and Dev, Natasha Oakley and Devin. And they've had it for about 8 years now. They make the most beautiful swimming costumes and bikinis. I think they're about $80, $89. So for the bottom and about $80 for the top, but like worth the investment. And because again, they're just really good quality. I would also have a look at Beach Cafe. Beach Cafe is a really brilliant. And Beach Flamingo, they're also really, really good. Beach Cafe have got an amazing brand called Vix, which
I was going to say. I've always bought Vix bikinis.
Yeah.
I think they are so flattering.
Yes.
And actually, I've probably had some of my Vix bikinis, I want to say for 8 years, maybe a bit longer, and they're still absolutely fine. They're great.
But also, if you've got a bigger bust and you need a bit more support, you know, the kind of usual straight down the line you can get from, you know, Next are doing really fantastic swimwear this season, which is not something that I thought I love Next, but their swimwear they're not necessarily known for. But if you've got a bigger cup, they have more support, you know. They're better in that area, I guess. And also big cups, I'm just trying to think what's that brand.
Bravissimo are amazing for bigger cups. Yeah, and they also have they've got a Hunza G style swimsuit, but it just has a bit of extra support because I think Hunza G are only really up to maybe a D cup,
yes,
maybe a double D at a push, but if you're looking for that style. Actually, I saw one at the Next press day. It was like a lemony colour. Absolutely gorgeous. Again,
we'll
that's seersucker material.
Yeah.
There's so many around.
And our alt favourite, Melissa Odebash. Don't forget about her. She's
classic.
Absolutely wonderful. Classic. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Claire. This is from Claire. Sweater vests, over or invest? I personally want to say over.
I'm over them too.
Like, I'm not... Yeah, I
never really got into them.
Neither did I. And I think this is the whole thing, isn't it? Like, only invest in trends that you actually like and feel like you. It's so easy to get sucked in to, everyone's wearing a sweater vest. Oh, yeah, I must get one. And then you put it on. I mean, I just felt like I was wearing my granddad's clothes when I put one on.
I know.
So... it's not, it wasn't for me.
No, I actually bought one from ASOS and it was like an oversized kind of cricket sweater vest. And I remember wearing it one day with like a little mini skirt and some tights and some boots. And I just, like you said, I just felt really top heavy. It was really big. It was kind of, it was supposed to be sort of sexy slouchy. And it just, it didn't really work. I've got three that just sit hanging in the wardrobe upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're over it. Okay. Jackets, coats for the transition. Hate being cold, but also don't want to overheat. Layer inspiration, please. Oh my God, this is me. Totally.
You're always cold, aren't you?
I'm always cold.
I want to say a sort of a boxy jacket, like a boxy light jacket, it looks great because they look great over dresses. They look great with trousers. You can roll up the sleeves. They're obviously got enough room in them so you can layer them up easily without, you know, feeling restricted.
Yeah, you look great in those.
And there's so many, like, you know, there's denim, there's like khaki, there are cream ones, so many different materials. In fact, I actually got a really cute one from Primark, and it's almost like a quilted fabric, but it's cotton. And okay. It's pale blue and it's got like little daisies over it. And I've seen one on Net-a-Porter and I think it was like, I'm going to say £900 or something like that. And I remember sending it to a couple of friends being like, I think I can justify this. I think I can. You know, it's a classic. And no one came back to me with the answer that I wanted.
Of course not.
Everyone's no. Literally like, no, you cannot justify that. That is ridiculous. What a ridiculous thing to want to buy. And then I saw this copy in Primark and I think it was 12 quid. And I'm so
winning.
Happy with it.
Winning. Yeah, I think that's a really good... Georgia does a boxy little jacket really, really well. There's a really cute one on Oasis at the moment, actually, which is like a khaki colour, which I think is Rachel Stevens from her edit.
Yes.
We'll link that one for you. I would say a really great denim jacket is amazing. You can get some gorgeous oversized ones, or if you prefer like a bit of more of a sort of...
Yeah, a bit more fitted.
Then Fat Face have got a really great one, which I've got. And then a great leather jacket always is a win for me. And then a trench. The trench coats are everywhere this spring, summer. You can get, you know, all different colours as well, like your classic kind of beige one, or you can go maybe more like a cream, or you can go... I got it from ASOS. Is it Stravius? Is that the brand?
Stradivarius, something like that, yeah.
And it's like a sort of khaki green colour, nice. But it's quite kind of soft, really, really soft material, belted, really gorgeous, and it was 50 quid.
I was going to say, I just got one from Principles at Debenhams. It's like this, your sort of basic trench colour, but it's a really lovely fit and it's got really nice button details on. So I'm 5'3". So if you're, you know, similar sort of height, then Principles and those more like classic brands, quite worth checking out because they'll do like petite lengths and stuff like that. You don't want one to be like dragging on the floor.
No.
worth a look.
That swamps you either, because you just look ridiculous. You get completely lost.
Exactly. Petite dress for a casual summer wedding in Cornwall.
Oh, good question. I am going to go straight for Never Fully Dressed on this.
Yeah.
Because I think they do dresses so well. They obviously don't have loads of everyone, so you're not going to see someone else at the wedding wearing that dress. The chances are quite slim. They do prints really well. They do petite really well. They kind of pull in all right places, as in like, you know, if you're concerned about the tops of your arms, they've got the sleeves that kind of come over the shoulder slightly. You know, if you want to accentuate your waist, you can pull tighter at the waist because they've got the wrap dresses. And I'm a massive fan of Never Fully Dressed.
So am I. And I do think with a lot of their dresses, you can really dress them down or really dress them up.
Yes.
They're sort of universal, aren't they? Like, because of the strong prints, they don't have to be like super glam. Like, you know, if you're saying it's a casual summer wedding in Cornwall, it will look just as lovely with a pair of sandals.
Yes.
As it will with, you know, a pair of heels and like really, really done up. So yeah, definitely check out Never Fully Dressed. I'd also have a look at Next. They've got a really great petite range. I think, is it Mylene Class's range? Quite a few of those dresses come up in petite lengths. Again, similar kind of shape, like that wrap shape that can be worn with a pair of sandals and, you know, a casual jacket or really dressed up. So there you go. There's a couple of places to look.
Oh, some recommendations for waterproof jackets going to Centre Parks in May. I mean,
I've seen one in M&S, you know. It's leopard print, and it's gorgeous. Fab. It's so, there was I think it was a Jules leopard print one, and you could never ever ever get it, because the problem is with a waterproof jacket, you have to invest, you have to spend a bit more money, because otherwise it's just not going to be waterproof. Like it won't have the technology, it's not going to work. And you could never get it. I think it was about £100, maybe a little bit less, but there is one in M&S, so you know you're going to get the quality, and I want to say it's about £40.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's in their new summer collection, so definitely go and check that out. Do you know where else I've seen one, actually? And I do work with the brand, Regatta Outdoors. They have a pastel collection. So, like, there's a lilac waterproof jacket. And you know, like, with Regatta, it's an outdoor brand, so it's going to work and it's going to keep you dry. And I think that's about £40, something like that. But really beautiful lilac colour. I haven't seen any in those sorts of shades.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, do you know what? I saw one on ASOS. Actually, it's Vera Moda, but they sell on ASOS. And it's a Rain Mac in yellow. And it's actually really cool because it's like, the quality of it's brilliant. This, one of my friends had it on the other day. You can also wear it with shorts and boots.
Yeah.
And then obviously, as it gets a bit colder and a bit rainier, you can kind of layer it. So I'd size up in it, and then you can put hoodies and various things.
I was going to say, with a waterproof jacket, I'd always size up. They look so much better if they're slightly oversized anyway than they do if they're really tight. What are shoes to wear with maxi dresses that aren't boots or trainers?
Okay, I love this one. So I got given very, very special birthday present from Dozer. I got given the cream Gucci mules. Now, I realise I would never buy them myself, because, we don't get to spend that much money on ourselves anymore, because we haven't got any left after having children.
Yeah.
But they are absolutely beautiful, and ASOS have got some dupes. I've also seen, on the high street, if you just tap into Google, like, cream Gucci mule dupes.
Yeah, or backless loafer.
Exactly.
So many come up. Like, there are so, and there's quite a few at the moment, like, slightly chunkier now. I can't remember which designer they're a copy of, but they've got, like, that buckle thing on the front, like a big chunky buckle.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Yeah, I've
Zara
seen them.
Do them.
Yes, Zara do them. Yep. And I've seen a lot of people in those with maxi dress, and they look great. I'd also say, like, the sort of Birkenstock style sandals, they look lovely with a maxi dress. And they don't have to be, like, in a tan colour or a black or whatever. There's so many.
Do you mean the Chanel dad sandals? The dupes
or
the Chanel
dad
ones?
No, I do like those as well. I do really like. God, you know what? They've got a silver pair, the Chanel ones. The Chanel dad sandals come in silver, and I really want a pair. I really, really want a pair.
Can you just not get the dupes, please? Because
I'm
not going to let
you
spend that much money on them.
If you can find me a good dupe, then please do. Anyway.
Okay, I will. If you go to Naked Fashion, go to Naked Fashion online. I absolutely love them. They've got a quilted pair, and they do them in silver and in black.
I'm going to get them.
Also, Arquette do an amazing Chanel dad sandal dupe. Like Georgia said, they look really, really great. But I also think, if you think about boots with maxi dresses, how about getting like a cream boot? Like, so, forget about the black chunky boots that we've been wearing for the last 6 months. If you can get a cream boot, that looks really nice and really fresh.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, anything really goes with a maxi dress. Like, there's not much, like, unless it's really heavy and, the fabric of the maxi dress you're wearing, like, it doesn't suit. You can get away with a lot of different footwear with a maxi dress, I think.
Also, I love a trainer with a maxi dress. Why does it short wear trainers?
Exactly. Maternity fashion for postpartum 2.
Gosh, that is a tricky question, actually.
Yeah, it
is. Because it really depends on how you're feeling. I would say the thing that made me feel the most comfortable after I had Luna was wearing high-waisted, quite kind of sucky in leggings. And I had a few really nice pairs, which I sort of spent a little bit more money on, but I just felt like my stomach, I just wanted it to be sort of almost like had a warm hug around it.
Yeah,
I wasn't in the mood to be wearing like floaty dresses, because I felt like it was just making me feel more tenty than I already felt.
Yeah.
So it really depends on how you feel. Georgia was the queen of postpartum dressing, because she was wearing all these amazing, she just basically popped the baby out and then was wearing the same dresses.
The same dress, that's what I was going to say.
Were.
I think maybe like a good t-shirt dress is quite good. But again, like Zoe says, like you maybe want to feel a bit more sucked in after. So I'd just be wearing like high-waisted knickers underneath, like to get that feeling.
Okay.
And I'm guessing it's going to be, if you're talking about it now, it's probably going to be summer when you're postpartum, or sort of early early autumn, so you don't want to be boiling hot. So yeah, I would like to invest in some nice t-shirt dresses, because in like a nice loose t-shirt dress, you can put a lovely funky jacket over the top with lovely jewelry. You can really like accessorize it.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, it's literally just a cotton t-shirt dress, and so you're gonna feel really comfortable in it. I think that's, yeah, I'd say that was a pretty good staple that will see you through maternity and postpartum.
Yeah, and also dresses, if you're, we've got lots of questions here on like maternity fashion for, you know, for like breastfeeding ideas, basically. We've spoken about this before, but for Georgia and I, it was a lot of button down stuff. So as you know, we love a shirt. A shirt is a really, really good option if you are breastfeeding, or a shirt dress.
Anything
with buttons down the front that you can just undo and just whip out. That's perfect. Also, a lot of the tops, if you're wearing, you know, if it's slightly cooler and you get like a Breton t-shirt, they've got like poppers down, you can just literally unpop and then get your boob out. So there are loads of options, I think, when it comes to breastfeeding friendly. It's only when you end up, I think, going to like a, like if you've got a wedding, for example, and you're trying to dress postpartum body breastfeeding and you're going to a wedding, it's like, oh, this is a fucking nightmare. That's quite tricky.
Do you know what though? I guess Never Fully Dressed, they actually show a lot of their dresses on Instagram and on their website, and they show how you can wear them if you are breastfeeding. So a lot of them are that like wrap style dress, and they're great if you're breastfeeding and if you're going to an event. Do you know what, also, this is slightly more expensive, but I am going to do a little video on a few different ways to wear it. I don't know if you've seen, but lots of people have got these sort of daily sleeper linen like shirt and shorts. Well, I bought the trousers, so it's a shirt and then trousers, and I was thinking it's such a good buy if you are postpartum, because they're basically pajamas, like long linen pajamas. And then you could put, you know, you could put the trousers just with a t-shirt or a vest and some sandals, and then you're literally just wearing linen trousers and a vest. You could wear the shirt with the trousers and a pair of heels if you're going to a wedding. Again, you could breastfeed in that. It's loose, but I bought it in a navy, which I think makes it look a bit smarter.
Oh, lovely.
But yeah, you can really dress it up or literally lay in bed in it. So
perfect, winning.
That is a good little, that's a really nice treat to yourself for having a baby. I think I want to say it's about £150, but again, like trousers and a shirt, and the you can wear them in so many different ways. We'll be right back after this short break.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we? Let's move on to maternity fashion as well, because I was having a little scoot around yesterday to see. I think it's always been the same since George and I had Axel. H&M Mama, really great for basics. If you are, like we always say, you don't need to spend too much money on your maternity clothes. In fact, you know, Georgia basically didn't buy any maternity wear apart from
a few
pairs
of Gigi. Yeah, like
jeans.
Literally not with Gigi, yeah.
Yeah, but I had to because I'm slightly more petite. So things were a little bit, like I couldn't get away with wearing the majority of my wardrobe throughout my pregnancy because was just,
yeah, you
just
wear wasn't high-waisted jeans and stuff like that, don't you?
It so just didn't
work. It's not an option.
River Island have got some really lovely maternity bits. They've got an amazing white dress on there at the moment. Have you seen it, the maternity dress?
No,
I'll post it.
Yeah,
So if you've got like a special event to go to, obviously not a wedding, but if you've got like a summer party or whatever, this will look absolutely gorgeous. Mint velvet, there was an amazing black jumpsuit on there, which will work if you've got bump. I was having a look at Topshop at ASOS. They've got this gingham shirt, which is like a top. It's maternity, so it sort of like comes over the sleeve, over the arms at the top, but then there's like you know, obviously space for the bump, and then it sort of goes out in like an A line. It was really cute.
Nice.
ASOS do this incredible knitted racer lilac dress, which my friend who is pregnant was wearing the other day with like a little pair
nice.
Of boots and a jacket. It looked amazing. So that's good if you want to show off your bump.
I was going to say, because you don't have to go like loose with a dress. Like no. A lot of like the more fitted dresses are actually really gorgeous when you've got a bump. I just bought a dress from ASOS. It's the brand Collusion. Under £30. It's such good quality. It's quite thick. It's almost like a denim material.
Okay.
And it's bright orange and bright pink. And it is like a big sort of tent dress, I guess. But with a bump, it would just look beautiful because it's tight around the bust. So you'll see this, you know, you'll see the shape of the bump. That's a really good one. I mean, gosh, there's summer is the time to be pregnant if you can, because wearing, you know, there's so many dresses that you can wear, and also it's quite nice, like when you're wearing a dress that you feel quite cool underneath.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, cool. And also like just comfy as well, but also don't feel like you have to completely disappear. I think I wish I could go back and revisit my first pregnancy in terms of my maternity fashion, because I have never really spoken about how much I hated feeling so out of control with my changing body. You know, that's probably somewhere we need to discuss at some other point. But like then I was trying to sort of compute what was happening to my body. But then I was like, well, how do I dress my body? Yeah. I had no idea what
but
I was
also,
doing.
Also, I do think that the style, so when we were pregnant with Axel and Luna, the fashion was different to it is now, because now I feel like there's so much more out there. Like there's so much, you know, more dresses and looser styles. Whereas when I look back to being pregnant with Axel, I wore more like sort of tight dresses, like the, you know, tight long sleeve sort of jersey material, and then with jackets and stuff over the top. I don't think the style was as like boho-y and, you know, loose and stuff as it is now.
Yeah, but then I didn't want to wear boho and loose because I just felt so massive. I just because I'm so little, and like anybody that's kind of petite like me, 5'3", and you know, just, you know, it was so weird to be, I would put on these big floaty dresses and I was just like, oh god, I feel 15
not you.
Times as big.
This is the thing, isn't it? You have to almost stay true to it's just what you feel good in. You've got to try and adapt to what you feel good in, I think.
Totally.
But there are, I mean, gosh, there's so much better now than it was. Like you say, now that River Island have got a maternity range, Primark have got a maternity range. It's so much better now. So much better.
Mm. Someone says, can you help me with shoes? That's from Rachel.
Rachel, that's very broad.
Can you help me with shoes?
Help.
Okay, I would get yourself a pair of New Balance.
Yeah, New Balance trainers are great.
Oh my God, they're great, aren't they?
Slightly
on the different vibe, but still trainers. Wallace, weirdly. I've actually just worked with Wallace, and some of their pieces for spring summer are really great. They've got an amazing range of like really cool dresses, like little shackets and things that we've been discussing, but they've got this amazing pair of trainers actually. They've got three little stripes on them. I think they're under £40.
That's good.
And they just look great with everything. So
amazing. Yeah, I'm just trying to think that the trainers, the shoes that I've invested in, do you know what I'm actually going to invest in? I'm going to invest in, you know, like a pair of clogs, but like the Birkenstock clogs. They are called clogs. They had some in Arquette the other day as well. And I was sort of like, oh, that's quite,
in like wooden clogs? Like from,
like no, but they did have those in there, to be fair. That clogs are everywhere now.
I know.
I'm not going to start wearing clogs though, I don't think. I think they're quite impractical. But they're sort of like flat, more loafery looking clogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to invest in a pair of those because I've got a pair of slippers that are like, look like that. And I've sort of put them on with outfits and I'm like, oh, this is actually quite cool. Like just like
can
shoving
I get away
on.
With it?
Yeah, so they do, Birkenstock do them, Arquette do them. So I think I'm going to buy a pair and like, they will literally last like years and years and years. So I think as an alternative to trainers, they're worth having a little look at.
They're worth having a little look at. Yeah, yeah. Nice. I saw some really cool square toe ballet flats as well that would be, they were on ASOS. Almost like rattan. They had like a black toe and then like a rattan body. Like they've got loads of them around. Yeah. But they're quite cool. They're like an alternative to trainers as well.
I mean, yeah. God, to be fair, I wear trainers like 90% of the time, but I buy a lot of like more like sporty trainers. At the moment, I've got like some Nike Dunks that are really comfortable. They're in like pastel colours.
You love a pastel at the minute, don't you?
I do love a pastel at the moment.
Pastels look good if you're blonde. If you're dark like me, pastels completely wash me out.
Do they?
Like, I try and wear a lilac and I'm like, oh, good Lord. And then the other day I got my nails done in lilac thinking it looked great and it just looked awful. And I was like, I had to go back the next day. Do you know how upsetting that is?
Oh, no.
And you've already spent an hour in there. I had to get them changed, yeah.
Oh, no, that's so funny. Oh, no. Daytime Hindu outfit. Already got a dress for the evening.
Ooh, lovely. I love this one.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk
daytime
about your cohorts that you love? Because cohorts are a good option for daytime
stuff. Yeah, actually, okay. Right, so I just got a cohort, bright pink from Warehouse, and it's silky, and it's a silky shirt and wide leg trousers.
Ooh,
that
lovely.
Is such a great outfit for the daytime. And you can wear heels if it's that kind of thing, or if you're like, I don't know, exploring a city or, you know, whatever you're doing and you want to wear flats, you can wear with like chunky sandals and that it will look equally as good. But also, if you end up having too much to drink and you just want to stay out, you can stay out in it as well. I also got another one from Zara the other day, bright orange. I love when you're sort of wearing all one like bright colour. That colour blocking thing at the moment is great. And also it's so easy as well to accessorise. Just like some gold hoops, a nice bag, and you look so glam, but actually it's quite effortless.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything that Georgia has just said. I also think a really great jumpsuit is quite a good option for the day, because you can just roll it up at the bottom. Like you can either go long sleeve, short sleeve, and if you go long sleeve you don't have to put a jacket on top, you know, that kind of thing. But again, like you can accessorize it. I think it's a really, really great option for a daytime thing.
Yeah, I love a jumpsuit actually.
You don't, I mean, it's just a bit samey going for like a pair of trousers, a t-shirt tucked in, a blazer over sort of like just a bit done, like you can don't get me wrong, that's my uniform day to day, but you want to feel a little bit special, don't you,
for a Hindu. I actually got a bright orange jumpsuit from Oasis, and it's almost a linen-y fabric, and it's button up the front. Again, actually that's quite good if you're breastfeeding, it's buttoned all the way down. But that, it is, again, because of bright colour, it looks like you've made a big effort, especially for something fun like a hen do. But actually, it's one piece, so you haven't got to try and, you know, find things to match or anything like that. And it just looks chic, all in, you know, one colour. Nice bag, nice shoes, done.
And actually, if you go, talking of Never Fully Dressed, we do love that brand, but they've got the Deco Elisa trousers and the Deco Ella wrap top, which is like a really, I mean, that's just, the possibilities for that for like a daytime thing are endless. They are gorgeous. And like Georgia said, if you end up getting pissed, you can just stay out.
Yes, stay out, exactly. Some nice spring pretty loungewear for those quiet weekends. Actually, going back to that sleeper little linen suit, there is a dupe on Amazon. I can't remember who I saw it. I saw it on Instagram and it's in my Amazon basket, but it's a linen shirt and shorts, and they've got lilac. They've got loads of different colours. Let me find out. It's definitely about 20 quid, something like that on Amazon. I'll post a link. I've got them in my basket. That is a great little lounge suit for the summer. It is called... It's $11.99. Women's two-piece linen shorts set. That's what it's called on Amazon. And they've got, khaki, purple, all just loads and loads of different colours. Beautiful blue. Again, you could put that on to go out in, but if you're just having a lazy weekend at home, that means lovely.
I'm obsessed with Naked Fashion. I think they can pretty much deliver on anything that you want, and they've got some really lovely pieces on there. It depends on the colours as well. Like, you know, if you put on a black set, it's going to feel quite wintry. You know, if you're wearing the same sort of thing but the material's slightly different and you're using, you know, a beige or a cream or a soft pink or a, you know, a baby blue or something like that, you're just going to feel instantly like it's springtime. So Gap also really good for for loungewear. Debenhams have got some nice bits on their site as well. They're obviously stocking loads of different brands as well.
H&M are always amazing for loungewear, but I do find with H&M things sell out really quickly.
Oh my God,
so if you do see something, then just buy it there and then. Because especially if you want a set, you might be able to get the top on then not the bottoms. I think their Conscious collection is always great for like lounging because the material is going to be breathable, and especially in those warmer months, you know that you can, you know, lay in the garden and you're not going to be roasting.
Yeah, and also if you do want to spend a little bit more, Net-a-Porter, they obviously stocking Skims. They're about 100 and just under 130 quid for like a sort of jersey lounge set. And they do it in three different colours. They've got a really nice brown, they've got the off-white, and they've got the beige, well, light brown. So that's a bit more of an investment, but you know that stuff's going to last. The Skims stuff is incredible.
Yeah, I actually haven't tried Skims yet. I was watching the Kardashians last night.
Oh yeah, the new series launch.
Yeah. On it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Oh, I've got that now.
Yeah, I was watching it last night. I think that's about it. Otherwise, we're all going to be broke if we carry on talking.
Plus, George and I, as you know, we've got verbal diarrhea when it comes to anything fashion. We have been doing every single week, every single Wednesday. It's kind of Fashion Wednesdays for us, where we either give you a reel or give you some suggestions. So hopefully we're kind of ticking the boxes, but do let us know if there is anything, any edits that you want to see. Like, I think we should do swimwear. I think we should just, you know, Georgia, grab some pieces and do a few edits for people. And also just a wedding guest ideas and all that kind of stuff. So just let us know. Drop us a DM if you want any more.
Yeah, exactly what you'd like to see.
So yeah, before we say goodbye, we just want to say thank you so much for all of the lovely reviews that you're leaving us. And we love reading them, don't we, George?
We really do. They really mean so much. And it does mean a lot that you can, you know, you take your time to write us, you know, write anything, basically. We love reading them.
Yeah, we do. This is a lovely one. I'm a nanny by grandchild. I love listening to these podcasts. It's a long time since I had my babies. Over time, some things change and some don't. It's good to keep up to date with these down-to-earth accounts of the mothers we are today. Oh, and that is from Madeline.
I love that.
I know.
Do you know what? It's actually so nice that it's not just parents that listen to the podcast. So, you know, if you've got grandparent, a nanny, a childminder, anyone that, you know, spends any time with your kids, then do point them in our direction, because I think sometimes people kind of pick up little tips and they also get an insight into what our kids might be wanting.
Yeah,
just there's so much to be learned on these podcasts, eh?
You're selling, you're preaching to the choir, George. As always, please, if you have time, rate, review, subscribe and follow the podcast. And we love hearing your suggestions for guests as well.
Yes, please do. And our DMs are always open, so send us nice messages, questions, whatever you want. We're on @MadeByMamas on Instagram, and we will be back on Tuesday.
Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.